Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. And the studio is very warm today. There's somebody here who's on fire. One of our newest talk show hosts, the wonderful Julianne Harris, who airs Arrested and Free with the Sheriff's Daughter at 6 o'clock every Saturday morning. If that doesn't wake you up on the weekend, nothing will and nothing else should. Julianne, it's such a treat to have you here. Welcome to the KRDO family.
Well, thank you.
There's a story. You bring with you a long story that has led you to your relationship with Jesus and
yes.
And the fact that you live a very strongly faith-based life, but you came from a very different background. Talk about that. Talk about where the sheriff's daughter aspect of this comes in.
Well, first of all, I am a sheriff's daughter. My dad is a sheriff in northeastern Montana. And I grew up in the church. And so, you know, everything that I did in my past was while I, quote unquote, knew Jesus. So I gave my heart to the Lord at about 7 or 8 years old. And then I had lived a whole life of basically hell on earth, which is when you are a born-again Christian and you're living a life of sin, you're doing drugs, you're doing alcohol, you're doing everything that your unborn-again friends are doing, only you have this guilt and condemnation and you can't figure out, am I really saved? Am I not saved? What am I doing? And then, you know, you find yourself in a mess. And I found myself in a really bad mess at the age of 32. I had two failed marriages. I had moved, 15 plus times. I had 20 some jobs. I was a mess, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. So I came home to Eastern Montana, and that was the first time I heard the message of grace. And what is grace? Grace is God loves you apart from your actions. Grace is Jesus. Grace is when you believe on Jesus, you are right with God. It has nothing to do with what you do or don't do. When you believe on Jesus, your spirit is made new, and that's how God views you. And so, you know, after my whole life of going, no, God only loves me when I'm good, and I can never be good enough, so let's just do some drugs and alcohol because I can't, I just stopped trying. So that's what I came back home to Eastern Montana to, and it slowly but surely changed my life and eventually led me to Karis Bible College, where I went to Bible school. I was still a partier when I went to Bible school.
That sounds a little oxymoronic.
It really does. It really does. But you know what? I was done trying, and I was done making a promise to God, knowing that I was going to fail. Because any promise you make to God, you're going to fail. You really are.
That's when you let go.
Yeah, it really was.
You let go of all that ridicule, self-hatred, loathing, the guilt.
Yes.
And the shame, that's when you let all that go, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's still there. It isn't until you start understanding the true nature of God and his love, how it's who he is. It isn't something that he feels for you. It is who he is. Before you even believe on Jesus, he loves you. You know, the word says that he commended his love towards us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So God loves every single person he's ever created. Now, whether or not we receive that love is up to us.
Yes, we humans have free will.
That's it.
And we humans live on the human plane. That being said, we are subject to a lot of positive influences, and like you were when you were a kid, negative influences, which brought you to all the way to 32 years old before you really found your way. And for those of you listening this morning, I really wish you could be in the room with us this morning, because to visit with Julianne is to experience something very special. There is a glow about you. There is an inner peace that comes from you. The next best way that we can get that from you is by listening to your program, which, again, Arrested and Free with the Sheriff's Daughter, airs at 6 on Saturday mornings. I would set your alarm clock for this one.
Praise God.
You light up the room, you light up the airwaves with a wonderfully positive message that comes from these trials, this giving up, the shame, the guilt, the adversity. The two failed marriages, everything bad that happened in your life turned into this much good.
Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. I agree with everything that he just said.
You taught me well, I have to tell you. So you bring something very different to the ministerial table.
Yes.
You do operate a ministry.
Yeah.
Right?
And well, I wouldn't call it a ministry. It's just, you know, here's my heart. Here's my heart.
So you're ministering.
I'm ministering, exactly. And I just happen to have a website that's called juliesministry.org. But I just want to share this awesome good news of God's love for you. Because I wish I would have heard it. Because I would have made different decisions. I mean, you know, I'm done looking back and regretting. But when you realize how much God loves you unconditionally, you start to make different decisions. You start to view yourself different. You're not going to go out and get drunk and take some random guy home because you actually value yourself. And that's something I never experienced. Because when you think God's mad at you, you don't have much value in yourself. When you understand that the King of all kings, the God that created the universe, knows me by name, has a plan and a purpose for my life, why would I want to go do that stuff?
This belief in a higher power is something that is a part of our modern parlance. You hear it a lot, but it really means something. And this business of believing in a higher power takes you outside of yourself.
Yes.
It gives you an opportunity to look objectively at yourself.
Yes.
And once you begin to understand you, the shame starts to go away. The guilt starts to go away. You start to be able to, the most important thing of all, and that's forgive yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the hardest thing, too.
We cannot move forward if we're carrying those burdens because they're like stones on our shoulders.
That's exactly it. I liken it to like a Santa Claus carrying a big old bag of not gifts, but just guilt and condemnation. And this is my identity. I'm this failure. I'm this failure. I'm this failure. And you can't. It's like looking in the rearview mirror as you're trying to drive forward. You're not going to do very good driving forward if you're always looking in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, you bump into the things you wanted to avoid if you're looking backwards.
Yep.
You bump into the things again.
Yep.
It's the business, if you don't learn from it, you're going to repeat history.
That's it.
Right. And people can change, can't they?
Ha! Yes. Yes. Now, for me personally, I couldn't change. I could try to do it in my own strength and my own power, but I couldn't do it. The only way I could change is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And believing on God and believing on Jesus and starting to see who I am in Jesus. And that's kind of a Christianese statement. So people are probably thinking, what do you mean who you are in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is when I believe on Jesus as my Lord and Savior, Jesus is in me. I am in Jesus. And so as I start to see who Jesus is, he's victorious. He walks in healing. He walks in health. He walks in joy. He walks in love. Guess what? I have that same possibility. I have that same potential, but until I start realizing it, I'm never going to walk into it. So it's really my choice if I walk in love, if I walk in joy, if I walk in peace. So to try to change on your own, I tried that for 20-some years, and I do really good, and then I'd crash and burn like there's no tomorrow. And so it's only through Jesus that you can really have that true change, in my opinion.
Can you distill your ministry to your core teachings? When we listen at 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings, you can also get Julianne on demand at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
Yeah.
krdonewsradio.podbean.com is a place where you can hear on demand, so you don't have to get up at 6 on Saturday morning if you don't want to, but you got to listen to this message. What would you say is the core of your teaching, the very foundation of it?
Okay, there's, I would say, three main things that I'm going to be covering from here on out. So the first one is spirit, soul, and body. That is, you are a spirit. Everybody is a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you live in a body. Now, the thing is your spirit is the thing that is going to live for all eternity, either in the presence of God or not. So That's the one main teaching. The next one is the true nature of God. The church has kind of skewed who God is, and a lot of that is from the Old Testament, not being able to reconcile the Old Testament versus the New Testament.
Well, God was a vengeful God in the Old Testament, and then
right, but it was an old covenant.
A very
old one.
And
so I'm going to start unveiling that, because as you understand the difference between the old covenant with the Israelites, it wasn't even with Gentiles, it wasn't even with us, unless you're Jewish. Are you Jewish?
I am not, no.
Okay.
Not a bad thing, not a good thing.
I was just playing with you. So unless, it wasn't even a covenant made for Gentiles. And then when Jesus came, that's a new covenant, so it's a whole new way of operation. And, you know, when you look in the New Testament, honestly, if you could sum God up in one word, it would be Jesus. His grace, his love, mm-hmm. how he dealt with people. That's the true nature of God. And then the third thing is identity, who you are and how you see yourself, how God sees you, how you see yourself, all of that stuff. Once you start understanding that through a biblical perspective, it is life changing. And so that's what I want to share.
Julianne, thank you again for being here and blessing us with your presence. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. And now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM and get us on demand at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.